The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." She was greatly troubled at this greeting and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was once called barren, for nothing is impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about the Immaculate Conception. Frequently enough, there's a confusion about the meaning of the Immaculate Conception. It does not deal with the conception of Jesus. It deals with the conception of Mary, the mother of the Lord, in the womb of her mother, Anne, and how Mary was conceived without the stain or the burden or the limitation of original sin. Therefore, it has to do with the Immaculate Conception. This is a theology that was confused for many, many centuries in the church. And it came until 1854, when Pope Pius IX declared the Immaculate Conception a doctrine of the church. That was in 1854. Interestingly, just 4 years later, in 1858, the Blessed Mother appeared at Lourdes, appeared to the little girl, Bernadette Soubirous, and her invocation, her revelation to Bernadette was, "I am the Immaculate Conception." That was the first great message that comes to us from the apparitions at Lourdes, that Mary declares herself the Immaculate Conception, which in a way, in this apparition, number of apparitions at Lourdes, confirmed the doctrine which was made a dogma of faith just 4 years earlier in the church. So it means that the Blessed Mother was conceived without original sin. She had a destiny. That's important for us to keep in mind. It applies to every one of us in some manner. In the mind of God, each and every one of us has a destiny. And you will remember when Jesus is presented in the temple in the Gospel of Matthew, and Simeon, this elderly holy man in the temple, says to the Blessed Mother, "And your own soul a sword shall pierce," which was a prophetic statement that in the vocation of motherhood, she was conceived without sin, and yet she would be called to suffer. And in some way, suffering sacrifice was part of the sanctification which she witnessed. It was part of the journey of life. What does this mean to us? It means that in some mysterious way, every one of us has a destiny. We all have a destiny in God's plan. It's mysterious. I look at my own life and my 56 years as a priest, and I was sent over there, and I didn't want to go over there. Three times I asked for an assignment in my 56 years, and three times I was turned down, and I was sent someplace to another place. And yet, when I got to the other place, the blessing of God was upon me. Somehow, I gave something up that I really wanted, but I got something much better. That's the destiny. That's the destiny for every one of us. And in your journey of life, your elders, and you can look back over the story of your life, take a second look at the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life. How the Lord blessed you, and how the Lord lifted you up and carried you at times in your life. How you have experienced the forgiveness of God, the understanding, the infinite love of God, the unmerited grace, and also how in your destiny, somehow, you are called to suffer. And suffering was just part of the deeper understanding of the journey of life and the destiny, mysteriously, to which each and every one of us is called. So when we come to celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the angel Gabriel was sent to Mary. She didn't understand the message. How can this be? The angel said, you will be part of an extraordinary, life-altering miracle. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and that will be your destiny. And Mary said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. That must be the statement of every faithful person says, that somehow I am the handmaid of the Lord, I am the servant of the Lord, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, and I accept the manner in which life will unfold for me. Don't get angry. Don't become bitter. Sometimes when we're asked to sacrifice, it can evoke all sorts of feelings of being deprived or not blessed as much as another person is blessed, but somehow weave into the story of your life divine providence. Somehow God has led you to this day. Celebrate this day, because in faith we have this awareness that God is with us today. So praise be Jesus Christ for the gift of faith, which allows us to see what those who have no faith cannot see. That's the teaching of the Blessed Mother, the great example of submitting and accepting God's revelation in her life. It's a teaching for us, a teaching for me. It's a teaching for you. When we get older, I'm one of the elders here, so I can talk to you like we're in the same place in life. We used to be able to do many things. We used to be able to run and jump and do all sorts of things. We're not able to do that now. It's a contemplative part of life. It's a reflective part of life. It's a life. You're not doing so many things. You're being a person in the presence of God. And sometimes that requires that we slow down and we reflect and we think about the grace of God in our lives. Now that's what the Blessed Mother teaches us when we come to celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And you are the blessing I mean, you're the ones that carried the faith through the years. You're the one that blessed generations. So in many ways, when we celebrate and pray with you, our elders today, we're praying in great thanksgiving for the beauty, the wonder, and the gift of your life, and how in God's providence, we are blessed. The Lord has blessed us in your faith and in your journey of life. Amen. Now, Mary Ternan and her office prepared a special prayer for us. I'm going to say that prayer. And then after that, we used to have this great Christmas party where we'd all sing Silent Night. And after that, I'll sing Silent Night, just to invite us into the mood, the celebration of God's presence. So I'll pray first, and then we'll sing Silent Night. I want you to sing it at home. Sing it in your hearts, whatever. Okay, so now we're going to pray. Because I'm old, I have to put my glasses on to pray, because I can't read. I can't read small print without my glasses. That's part of being an elder. So pause with me for a moment now and pray. Listen to the words of this prayer now. During the season of Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, give us, O Lord, the vision to see your goodness, the faith to trust when we are discouraged, and the grace of a grateful heart. May the light within you shine forth in blessing for others, the light of understanding, of forgiveness, and generosity, the light which makes these days holy. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Sing with me, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round and virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Shepherds quake at the sight, glorious streams from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born.
Blessed, peaceful, and Merry Christmas to you. And when you pray, carry a prayer for me.